All right, coming up on 7 minutes after 3 o'clock. It's a Monday. 18th day of November. Beautiful day today. 64 degrees, sunny skies, no wind. Overnight tonight, about 34 degrees. Tomorrow, pretty much the same. Low 60s, the high overnight 40, and an 80% chance of rain. Maybe snow up in the mountains on Wednesday with a high of 48 degrees. 70% chance of rain, precipitation on Thursday with a high of 44, and 50% chance of snow on Friday with a high of 41. 64 degrees right now here in the Capitol. Anything we can do for you, you want to be on the show, best thing to do is shoot me an email, richard@santafe.com. Jay Coughlin joins us now. Jay is the executive director of Nuclear Watch New Mexico, along with John Lipsky. John, former FBI agent, raided Rocky Flats. Newspaper made him sound like a big deal. I'm not sure. Jay, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your father passing.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's never easy. Yeah. All right. What is Nuclear Watch New Mexico?
Oh, we're basically, the name implies, but that's what we are, a watchdog, specifically of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, which I can look out my living room windows and see far off. It's a rich environment for watchdogging. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. A full-time job for you. How many people in Nuclear Watch New Mexico?
There's two full-time staff. We got a steering committee of eight, which in fact includes a Los Alamos whistleblower, among other people. And then we have a number of volunteers.
All right, tell us about the workshop.
The workshop is, first of all, tomorrow. I want to give out the logistics. It's specifically regarding the federal government's very serious proposal to expand the production of plutonium pits. And, you know, first of all, what is a pit? In this case, it's like the pit of a peach, mm-hmm. not a hole in the ground. I want to clear that up right away. But what it really does is function as the radioactive fissioning trigger of nuclear weapons. It is the most critical component, pun intended. And as we get into this conversation, I hope to be able to explain to your listeners why this is not only expensive, environmentally damaging, but could actually degrade our national security. But all of that said, I want to take a back seat to John, who, in my opinion, is a true American hero. He's the headliner in this.
Okay.
And again, he's the FBI agent that led the raid in 1989 investigating environmental crimes that shut down the former site of industrial-scale plutonium pit production, that being the Rocky Flats plant just a little bit west of Denver.
Okay, before we get to John, the workshop is tomorrow night, and if you saw in the Journal North the story about John and the FBI agent and the little inset there, it says it's actually Wednesday night, the 19th. It's actually tomorrow night, the 19th, at City Mud Gallery on Hickok Street, and it is free.
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Easy to find, straight across from the Tune-Up Cafe.
Exactly. Yeah. Have a quick bite before or after, and then it's free. Just walk over City Mud for the workshop. It's open to everyone. All right.
And I promise your listeners, we won't bore you.
Okay. Well, no, it's a great topic. And a lot of people around Santa Fe are either of a scientific backgrounds or interested in environmental issues. So John Lipsky, former FBI agent, you'll be kind of the keynote part of this. And then, Jay, we're going to have on another person tomorrow, correct?
Yes,
or Wednesday, sir. Or something like that.
Yes, that being my close colleague, Marilia Kelly.
Right.
From a nonprofit called Tri-Valley Cares. She's next door, literally lives next door to the Livermore nuclear weapons design facility in California.
Okay. So, Mr. FBI agent, when you hear things like FBI agent and whistleblowers and everything going on in this country, you probably have opinions.
I do.
All right. Well, keep them to yourself. Keep them to yourself.
Okay.
All right. So, What will you be speaking about tomorrow night at City of Mud?
Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Jay. Listeners need to understand that there is a DOE initiative for plutonium pit production, And on the graphic on the internet, the first driving force is plutonium aging. And DOE says that plutonium is a radioactive material and changes over time. And that's why they need these new pits. And I'm a naysayer. The plutonium component that changes over time causes huge waste cleanup problems with americium-241. And there's no mention of the tritium that needs to be changed out in these weapons. And we're living through it right now at Rocky Flats. We are literally surrounded by the plutonium from the factory that DOE will not clean up and didn't have to clean up. And with the progress of urban renewal out here, homes are built right up to the old plant site itself on the south side. And there's a parkway that is on hold right now, mostly due to the activity of my colleagues bringing up issues about it. But the whole idea is to build a, basically it's called the Jefferson Parkway, but we like to call it the Plutonium Parkway. And this is the future for all of America if we don't stop this insanity.
All right, so John, you still live in the Denver area. Tell people exactly where Rocky Flats was.
Well, Rocky Flats, it's still a Superfund site in the middle of the refuge. Is 16 miles northwest of Denver, and it shares the counties of Boulder, Jefferson, and Broomfield County.
Okay. So it's still being cleaned up.
DOE and the regulators like to call it a maintenance operation.
Okay.
But in the old facility itself was about 6,000 acres. 4,000 of it is now refuge. It's been open to the public for a year. But in the middle, exactly in the middle, is like a donut hole of about 1,400 acres, is the old industrial site. And they're still monitoring it. There's still problems, meaning that there's reportable conditions, and there's no reason to go out there, and you don't want to be anywhere near it.
So if you did and you had a Geiger counter, it would register?
If you went out with a Geiger counter like, you know, like our fish and wildlife manager does, he likes to show his Geiger counter. There's no problem. The problem is that his Geiger counter and most of them don't register alpha. And plutonium 239 weapons grade is an alpha emitter.
Is that dangerous?
Geiger counter, it's the most toxic substance known.
I'll take that as a yes.
It's extremely dangerous.
I should have sworn you in before we started this. John Lipsky is our guest, along with Jay Coughlin, Nuclear Watch New Mexico. The event is a workshop on pit production at LANL. It is 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the City Mud Gallery, 1114 Hickok, right across the street from a tune-up cafe on Hickok Street. So let me just ask you both, the alternative, do we get rid of all of our nuclear weapons? Do we let our nuclear weapons age? Do we not test them anymore? Do we never build another nuclear weapon? What are you striving for? Jay, we'll start with you.
Yes, at the beginning of this conversation, I stated that I hope to be able to explain how expanded pit production might actually degrade our national security. So thank you, Richard. You gave me the segue for just that.
It's my job.
Thank you very much. It's important to note, and this is so stated, first of all, we're dealing with the semi-autonomous nuclear weapons agency within the Department of Energy that's called the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA for short. Now, NNSA is explicit in its budget requests of Congress that it's not going to produce exact replicas of plutonium pits. Instead, they're going to be heavily modified to, as yet, a not known, publicly known degree. Why is this important? It is because plutonium pits, need to implode perfectly to reach critical mass, and any design flaws could perturb that needed, you know, near-perfect symmetry, undermining the reliability, undermining confidence in our stockpile, because we cannot full-scale test them, because of the current global testing moratorium, or alternatively, it could push the U.S. back into full-scale nuclear weapons testing, which, of course, would have severe international proliferation consequences.
So you're telling us that, just simplify this, do the nuclear pit lecture here, Jade, for dummies. Keep what we have? Are they adequate? I mean, do we need to build bigger, more accurate, more tactical nuclear weapons? What is it that the DOD, I guess, basically, what do they want to try? What do they want to achieve?
Okay, first of all, I love radio and I love the way you interview, so thanks. And I got a good face for radio, as the saying goes.
That's two of us at least.
Yeah, but what I'm grateful about is you force me to simplify the message. And so for me to try and put this, you know, in a one-minute elevator speech,
right.
The existing nuclear weapons stockpile
right.
has been extensively tested and is safe and reliable.
By computer, though?
Well, actually, I was talking about the more than 1,000 tests that the U.S. had back in the day, providing the
right.
legacy data, the pedigree, as it were. And yes, now we have computer simulations. But back to the simple response to why new pits should not be produced. First of all, we have at least 15,000 pits already sitting down at the Pantex plant near Amarillo, Texas.
Where they assemble them, right?
Where they assemble the full weapons down
right.
at Pantex, but right. it also doubles as the storage for so-called excess pits.
Okay.
But that's point A. We're already swimming in pits. Point B is experts, independent experts, have found that plutonium pits have a lifetime of more than a century, and even the Livermore Lab in California has said that plutonium ages gracefully on the order of 150 years. So we have plenty of pits, and they don't age, but nevertheless, the federal government plans to produce new, heavily modified pits that deviate from their original tested designs. That could degrade national security
okay.
and also push us back into testing.
Gentlemen, can you both stick around for a few minutes if we take a break here? John, you okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Jay, you all right?
Yes, sir.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with Jay Coughlin and John Lipsky. We'll talk more about nuclear weapons and what John uncovered as an FBI agent around Rocky Flats. It's 20 minutes after 3 o'clock.
We'll be coming right back to the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe, here on KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader. This is the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe on KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die.
23 minutes after 3 o'clock, bottom of the hour. The state auditor, Brian Colon, will join us. We'll talk about his releasing the secret audits, the audits of the secret settlements at the end of the Martinez administration. Remember all the payouts, secret payouts? The audit is done, and we'll find out what the audit found with state auditor Brian Colon at 3:30. The workshop we're talking about with Jay Coughlin and John Lipsky is called Workshop on Pit Production at Lanl, and it is tomorrow night. If you saw in the Journal North that it is Wednesday night, it's actually tomorrow night. They had the date right, but the day of the week incorrect. 6-8 tomorrow night at the City Mud Gallery across the street from Tune Up at 1114 Hickok Street. And Jay Coughlin and John Lipsky are just a guest right now. So, John, FBI, why are you raiding a nuclear production facility. It'd be like raiding Lanel. What the heck are you doing?
And that might have to happen.
Uh-oh. Breaking news.
Well, crimes were committed at Rocky Flats, and that tends to get swept under the carpet. And the plutonium pits that were being manufactured there caused crimes. It caused risk not only to the workers, but people that lived around the area. And now that the plant has been closed for 30 years, the cleanup hasn't been finished. And a marker for this is that there are no nuclear waste repositories for what DOE wants to do with these new, pits on steroids. There's no reason to it. The thousands of chemicals that are going to be utilized to make mixed hazardous waste, radioactive and hazardous waste, there are no repositories for it. And Rocky Flats has caused quite a bit of damage to not only to the soil, but polluted to drinking water supplies. How much more of a picture needs to be drawn that we don't need this, and we need our listeners to go to their congressional representatives and explain that this is not needed. It's not necessary. It's a waste of money. Take that $1.4 trillion and put it towards fixing our roads and our infrastructure.
So what were they doing at Rocky Flats that drew the attention of the FBI?
The first thing was a leaked document from the Department of Energy to Congress, and Congress issued it to the public. And it was a DOE employee that wrote about the waste operations at Rocky Flats in 1987 being patently illegal.
So a whistleblower?
No, it was an internal memo that got turned over by subpoena, and thank goodness for congressional investigations and oversight.
Okay.
And this thing ended up in the public domain, and it was a briefing memo to the undersecretary, or assistant secretary, I should say, and to an admiral in preparation for how they were going to handle the regulatory issues at Rocky Flats. In a nutshell, the Department of Energy likes to make the Atomic Energy Act the law of the land, and they disregarded the federal environmental statutes like the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act.
So everything we're doing is so important, it supersedes everybody else. You have to just trust us and allow us to do what we need to do because we're nuclear scientists.
And trust them with accidents, fires, criticalities, right. We don't trust them. And there's such a history here of activism and some transparency of how bad the site was polluting the area that, as far as the Attorney General guidelines, the predication was just exactly right.
Now,
the politics made it difficult.
We only got a couple of minutes left here. Most of that, all of that, none of that is high level? Or is it like Lanel where we're moving all the stuff down to WIP that is all low level?
Well, that's what's argumentative, is that I can show the listeners a document that says that at Rocky Flats cleanup, they diluted transuranic waste and dumbed it down so at the time it could go to WIP. But there's we're talking about very high level waste, transuranic in the extreme, meaning its exact definition is greater than 100 nanocuries per gram. I mean, this stuff is fissionable. And it's not anywhere where it can go. And it's been left at Rocky Flats.
Yeah, and
foundations.
And Yucca Mountain cannot happen. I mean, that's no solution.
That's no solution. And dumbing down or diluting the waste streams at the nuclear weapons complex so it can go to WIP or to Idaho, that's not a good policy.
All right. So, Jay, you have promised not to bore anybody. Tomorrow night it will be John, yourself, Mayor Leah, and Scott Kovac. Who the heck is Scott Kovac?
Scott Kovac is my fellow staff member, and specifically he's going to do a short presentation on cleanup and how it's actually linked to the so-called cleanup at Rocky Flats, what we call cleanup on the cheap. There's actually folks, one of the main spokespersons for cleanup at Los Alamos now is the former head of cleanup at Rocky Flats, just to give you an idea. And then quickly, I want to repeat something that you said, Richard. Unfortunately, the Albuquerque Journal got it wrong,
right,
saying our workshop is on Wednesday. They had the date right,
right.
And it is, in fact, tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 19th. So thank you, Richard, for pointing that out.
Right. And it's at the City Mud Gallery, 1114 Hickok Street. It is free. Just get there. Make sure you get a seat. Jay, nice to meet you. Thank you for being on with us. And John, nice to meet you. And thank you for you being on with us as well. And have a great event tomorrow night.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard, and your listeners, too.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Bye.
Yep.
All right, take a break, and we'll come back with the state auditor. We'll find out what he announced today about the secret settlements at the end of the Susana Martinez administration. State auditor Brian Colon will join us next. You should.